Are we rolling, Bob?
Oh yeah.
You said you're not set up for voice, but you can hear my voice above the guitar. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you my Jaguar story.
Okay.
And how many minutes did you say you had? Like 1,753.
Hours. 17 hours.
I think it ought to cover it. I'll try and be brief. As with all, you know, good Texas stories, I'm going to start with a digression right off the bat. Terry Myers and I were going down the road one time to Mission, Texas, to do an architectural survey, and I told her this story. And it has to do with the harmonic convergence in 1995. And there was a lunatic, a confidence man, preacher out here on the radio. I think his name was Tony Alamo or something like that, or Obama. And he said that the harmonic convergence, which was three planets lining up in a straight line, meant that the world was going to end. And when I first heard this on the radio from the nut preacher himself, and at the time I'd been looking at the Burke's Almanac from 1885, and this thing comes around every 100 years, and it said a lot of people have speculated that this means the end of the earth, but don't worry about it because it's been happening every 100 years since we've been keeping records. Now this is 1885 data, right? 1995 rolls around 110 years later, if my arithmetic's right, and I don't know to do that good in math, the harmonic convergence comes back around the world. As it turns out, it's going to end in September 1995, which it did, perhaps, in some dimensions, but not here. And she said that she knew a guy who went up on top of a mountain or something like that, gave away everything that he had, including signing the deed to his house away to this woman, and he came back down after the world didn't end in September and asked for his house back, and she said no. And Terry said, I think that's just horrible. And I said, no, a price should be paid for that level of stupidity. And then I told her my Jaguar story, which goes something like this. I go out to see my parents, and I see my brother-in-law first, and he says, have you heard about this end of the world stuff? And I said, I've heard something about it. And he says, well, you're going to hear a lot more about it. So sure enough, my mother makes an offhand comment later that afternoon about the world ending. And we're sitting together at the kitchen table about dark, just about dusk. And I'm looking outside, and my dad has a Jaguar for sale, a nice four-seater Jaguar that says for sale when it's parked in his front yard. And they're telling me the world's going to end in September. So I said, loan me the Jaguar till the world ends. And if for some reason it doesn't, I'll bring it back to you. And my dad said, I don't think we can do that. And I said, oh, ye of little faith. And my mother said, you shit ass! That's my Jaguar story. That's a true story. I swear to Jesus.
Right there at the
end. May the world end this second if it's not true. There you go. Confirmation. Thank you. Why don't we talk about fishing? You want to talk about fishing?